Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam International and welcome to the weekly Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Amara and Aunty Khadija Ibrahim will be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Assalamu alaikum, Aunty Khadija, how are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shukar, it's nice to be back again on radio.
Good to have you back again, back to normal again.
Inshallah.
Well, here's what you can look forward to in today's program. We're going to commence with the segment, Preparations Towards Your Hajj Journey. Remember last week we actually commenced with the segment and today we continue. And today I'm going to be sharing with you your ultimate Hajj packing list, what to pack for your Hajj journey. Then we're going to move on to the kitchen tips. Every week we're going to be sharing with you a kitchen tip. And today we're going to be talking about a blender, how to clean your blender, and also how to sharpen the blades of your blender. So that's coming up later in the program. Then in our cooking segment, Antikarita, what can we look forward to in the cooking segment today?
In the cooking segment, we're going to speak all about mutton. And the mutton karai, the spices that you use, and all different ingredients that we're going to use in the mutton karai.
Okay, and recipes, what type of recipes are you going to share
with us? The recipes, we're having a salt and pepper mutton, we have a lahori chops, and a mutton karai recipe.
Okay, so we'll really look forward to those lovely recipes. And I think this part of the year, it's still winter now, it's nice. Karai is always ideal in winter,
yes,
very delicious.
It is.
And it goes well.
Definitely does.
Yes. So in the meantime, let's begin today's program with preparations towards your Hajj journey. Well, the question I'm asking you today is, what items came in handy during your Hajj journey? What type of items did you pack in your Hajj bag? You can share with us on 082-565-8648. That's SMS or WhatsApp. You can even call in 011-854-1548 on Twitter at Amara Radio Islam. You can even follow me on Instagram with Amara_Mulla. Now, there are many Hajj packing lists out there. And if you go onto the internet, you find everybody has different types of Hajj packing lists. So I've actually put together a few things for you, and just to make it easier for you, and we begin with travel accessories. You will require first of all is your currency. Okay, you will be traveling to Saudi, so you're going to have your riyals with you. Try and take your currency from here as well. If you're going to be stopping over at either Dubai airport or Jeddah or whichever other airport, it depends. If if you're going direct, you're going to go to Jeddah. But if you're going via Dubai, via maybe Doha, it depends which airline you go to. So you will still need currency. If you're going Dubai, you will need your dirhams. If you're going Jeddah, it will be your riyals as well. So take your currency with you. Then you will also require a alarm clock. Then you can also take a phone with you. You can take a phone SIM card, get a SIM card from Saudi when you land there. And you can take an inflatable pillow for your plane, bus, Muzdalifa. You need sunglasses, you need an umbrella. Now, sunglasses, depends what type you want to take. You can either take it with you from here, you can actually purchase them from there. Even your umbrella, you can purchase there. Then your adapter, your converter, your phone charger. You can take your extension cord for Mina. And there are very few power outlets in the tent. So if you want to take your own extension cord, well, I'm sure you can also assist others and you can, to charge your phones or whatever. Then a surgical face mask. Now, this is optional as well. Then also string and clothes bags. And that always comes in handy. And then also on your luggage side, you will need a light, big luggage that's your suitcase. Or a small if you are traveling very light. So it depends how many of you are traveling. But if you just maybe two people, so you need two big suitcases and then a hand luggage and then also maybe a backpack for your 5 days of Hajj. Now, it depends. Check onto your airline. Go to your airline website and see how much the kilos of luggage you will require. Don't overpack also, because when you get to the airport, they're going to make you take all this stuff and, leave some stuff behind. Mm-hmm. Then your sleeping bag, or a foam mat or a haji mat. Now that you can buy there. That we actually purchased in Bindao supermarket, a nice big mat.
Yes.
And you get actually a very nice one you get now.
Even in Azizia, you get it all over the,
yes,
the sleeping bags,
mm-hmm,
or the mats or whatever it is.
You can actually purchase it at Bindao. Once you get to Medina, purchase it from Bindao and you know you've got that ready, because if you're going to be doing your shopping the last 2 or 3 days before Hajj, oh, it's going to be madness.
Hectic.
It's going to be very, very hectic. And we actually purchased a very nice, neat mat as well. It's two people can actually sleep on it. Mm-hmm. Then you will need a backpack. Take a backpack for Mina for your 5 days of Hajj. Mm-hmm. Get a nice, strong backpack. Then with the suitcases, get your locks.
Yes, very
you
important.
You must get strong locks and keys. Then also, men will need a money belt. Then for ladies, you will get a small neck purse for inside your abaya. If you don't want to have a pet, pocket sewn on your slips or your inners or your camisole, mm-hmm, then you can just take a small bag, a small neck purse. But I would still go for the pocket.
Yes.
Definitely. Then you can also take Ziploc bags, because it comes in handy. Even your empty packets comes in very, very handy. Then also for your luggage, how to identify your luggage is a colorful ribbon or scarf or colorful insulation tape.
Yes, that works really good.
Mark your luggage. Make sure you identify your luggage, because luggage can get lost and gets lost very easily.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the clothing side again, you will read for men now, 1 to 2 ihrams and big safety pins for men. You know those blanket safety pins?
Yes.
You
yes.
need that. I always get extra.
Yeah, keep rather extra.
Yes. And then for men, well, you can decide how many kurtas and pants you want to take with. Then obviously a good watch as well, comfortable shoes, flip-flops, even your sandals for your showers in Mina, mm, or even in Makkah and Medina. Then hijab pins, then you can get your hijabs as well, your undercaps, your lightweight abayas. It depends how many you want to take with you. I think I only took about 4 with.
No, it's more.
And you wash anyway.
And another very important thing is to take hangers with.
Hangers as well,
yes.
Safety pins,
very
hangers.
Very important, because it's so hot that you just hang the abayas in the bath and it's drip dry, so you, mm-hmm, don't even have to iron it or anything.
Nothing, and it gets dry so quickly.
Clean
into
time.
The shower. You just wash it, hang it over the shower, and then as the water drops off, you can hang it around, and it dries out very, very quickly. Then maybe a pair of socks or a, when you're making your tawaf or your tawaf socks as well, we can also purchase there. They're selling a lot of that there. It may be about 10, 15, 20 riyals,
yes,
it depends, yes. And, maybe a lightweight, jersey or a shawl or something. That's for maybe Muzdalifa, but believe me, it was so hot last year, you didn't need anything of that, not
yes.
at all, yes. Mm-hmm. Then another thing that comes in handy is also blister patches. Comes in handy with blisters from lots of walking. Then when we come to comfortable shoes again, you need to actually walk your shoes in. If you're taking a checky, some people were actually taking this Crocsworth.
Yes.
You get a Croc shoe or a good
sketchy.
You must take a comfortable shoe, even if you're not doing the walking hutch, but take a comfortable shoe with you. Then when it comes to toiletries, you will obviously require fragrance-free for the 5 days of hutch, which we will be sharing next week. We will be sharing with you what to take for your 5 days of hutch. That's your bag for the 5 days of hutch in next week's segment. So you will actually require, for now, a nice toiletry bag with your deodorant, your toiletries. But I would say rather buy it there.
Yes.
Why do you need to take all that from here? You can rather take things that you won't get there.
Instead of buying
Yes, you can get
here.
It there. But then also, if you're looking at what you think you can take from here is a hook or a suction cup or a wire hanger for Mina. Now that hooks really came in very, very handy,
mm-hmm,
in Mina.
Okay.
Mina toilets, yes, very, very handy. And then your normal, when it comes to medication also, inshallah next week we'll give you a list of what medications to take with you as well. And like your band-aid, you can take it from here, you can take a nail clip, you can even buy it there. And whatever else you want to take, you feel you're not going to get there, or you feel you don't want to spend too much money there, you can rather buy some gifts or you can buy things for yourself. If you want to take it from you, you can take it, but just make sure you wrap it up nicely and then put it into your bag as well. And then when it comes to medication, like I said, we're going to give you that
next week.
Then also take a good, a nice notebook.
Yes.
So start making notes from now. Like I said, last week and the Kirija. And take that book with you.
Right.
Open it, go through it, go through your notes. Whatever people are telling you,
make
go
notes.
To the Hajj seminar, make
yes.
notes important. Then take your Quran with you, but you get a Quran in both harams, Makkah and Medina. And now you can even download the Quran app on your phone and read from it. It's so easy.
It's so easy. Very,
very
so
easy.
Easy.
Yes. And du'as and list of your own du'as. They say make a list of your du'as. It's in your Hajj guide, booklet, whatever you want to take with. Like I said, notebook and pen. Your passport and your ID cards. Make copies and leave it here. Your airline ticket, make a copy and leave it behind. All your hotel vouchers, your transport vouchers, whichever your agent give you, make copies and leave it behind as well. Also, your vaccination card that will go into your passport, your bank drafts. Well, now nobody really does a bank draft or anything like that. Then keep a book of phone numbers and addresses as well. Although you're going to have it on your phone, but just in case. And also a couple extra passport photos for emergency. And then your ATM or credit card as well. And then, yes, there's so much of things that you have to take with. But just make it very, very easy. Don't take unnecessary items with you as well. Well, I'm not sure if I really missed out anything, but inshallah, next week we'll be sharing with you more on your 5 days of Hajj, what to pack, and then towards other weeks we're going to share with you what snacks and what foods to take with as well. And also maybe for a male bear, your females, what type of, you know, they always talk about the pants to take with, and they take a piece of elastic with to actually roll up your pants and that.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the suction hooks comes in very, very handy as
Definitely.
Well. So that's basically what we're going to share with you in the coming weeks as well. So let's go for a short break now. When we come back, our kitchen tip. Stay tuned. Mm-hmm. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and welcome back. I think we have feedback coming through. This one says from Sister Aisha Dokra from Botswana.
Yes.
She says, Jazakallah for a lovely program. Alhamdulillah, your du'as got accepted. Ameen. I will be going for Hajj with my hubby and my daughter. Jazakallah for the tips. Allah reward you. Need to ask a question to carry a Quran for 5 days in Hajj. How is it possible? Because we usually sleep on floor and disrespectful. Please tell listeners to make dua for me from Aisha Dokrat. Lopatsi, Botswana.
Mashallah.
So happy for you, Sister Aisha. And to accept all your ibadah and continue making dua for you. And also for us as well. And also may Allah make your Hajj journey an easy one as well. And I know lots of first timers get a lot of butterflies. They don't know what to do. And that's why they're asking for assistance. That's why I said, no, let me start with this preparation towards your Hajj journey. At least we can assist them also earn the reward as well. Well, you know what we did was, we should take our small pocket Quran with and keep it into your bag. You actually also need like a small, like a jubtan bag.
Yes.
Which you carry just
you
up. You carry it up your, on your chest as well. You can get whichever kitabs you want to take with, take, but don't take too much. Take a very easy, simple one
where it's so easy to understand.
Yeah.
Don't take all these complicated ones.
And it's hard to carry as well.
Please, because you have to carry it yourself.
And you find during the 5 days of it, you'll be reading a lot of Quran, there'll be a lot of lectures as well, and you know, you'll be moving about all the time.
All the time.
So take a small pocket Quran, but keep it, you know, treat it with respect as well.
Yes.
If you're laying down, just keep it on the side of your pillow or whatever.
Okay.
But if you get up, you can just sit up and you have your wudu, you can start reading
the Quran.
Reading the Quran as well. So it's, you have to treat it with respect as well. Okay. And then this one says, okay. So that's for the Hajj part, okay? Before I go on to the next, take more WhatsApp messages, let's quickly go on to the Radio Islam weekly kitchen tip segment. And today we're telling you all about a blender. Now, we all have blenders. We all use it for juices, for to grind, maybe make chutneys or whatever. And sometimes you wonder, what's the best way to clean your blender? So the first thing is to pour water in the blender. Fill your blender about halfway with hot water from a kettle or the tap. Add your dishwashing soap, just about a drop of it. Then you turn on the blender, pour out the hot water and rinse. Rinse out the blender thoroughly with more hot water. So very easy, very
it does,
simple
it
way.
It really works well, this method of cleaning your blender.
And you can either have, you get plastic jugs or you get the glass
jug. One. Okay.
And you see if you get a glass jug, you find the glass is quite thick on the blender.
It's very thick, yeah. So there's no way that it can break in a hurry.
Yes. So very easy, hot water, a drop of sunlight dishwash soap,
just
blend it, rinse it, and there's your blender. Very nicely
and it doesn't
clean.
Smell at all.
No, not at all. Okay. Now, some people might be wondering for the blender blades. Now, mixer grinder stays for years in our home, and those years can also be stretched if proper care is taken of these machines. Now, here's a tip which will sharpen the blades of your mixer or your blender, and it will keep its blades intact for years. Very simple. Just grind some salt in your mixer for some time every month. This will clean up your mixer and will actually keep its blade sharp for a long time. So very easy.
But
and
it has to be rough salt.
Rough salt. Gee. So once a month, you grind rough salt into your blender or your mixer, and in this way, your blades will be sharpened and your blades will last longer. And this step is on the Ladies Town website with our recipes as well. Well, let's go to our cooking segment. But before we do that, let's just go on to these messages. This one says, I need to know how to make red masala wet. Must we use dry chili then soak? For how long then grind? Can you please give a recipe or do a program regarding different masalas? Jazakallah for such a beautiful program. Ameen.
Okay.
Well, we did do
it some time back. We did do a masala, but we can do it again. It's not a problem.
Okay.
And she was asking about the chilies. I normally use whole red chilies, which I soak in boiling water for about half an hour, and you drain it, and then you use it in your masala. It comes out really very nice and red.
Okay. Then this one says, I think Sister Shireen from Pietermaritzburg says, Salams, I also made the tiramisu, but family preferred the normal recipe with fresh cream. They felt all it worked was a powdery taste. Thanks for a wonderful program, and nice to have a great job back.
Jazakallah.
So this sister actually, you know, whenever she makes something, she sends back feedback.
Okay.
Because she made something, it came out perfect.
Okay.
Then she says, yes, she'd actually made the biryani recipe, and it came out very, very nice and moist.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very nice, she says.
That was Auntie Mariam's recipe, I assume so.
No, it was your recipe.
Oh, okay.
She made your recipe. But even those who made Auntie Mariam's recipe also came out very nice. Yes. Okay, this one says, Rams, when we went for Hajj, we took a chiptan to keep our Quran in and a wire hanger that we used to hang it from the tent scaffolding. Some people have downloaded the Quran on their phones or tablets and read from there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the listeners, Hajj, and make her trip easy. Ameen, Sister Leila. So that's also a good idea.
Yes.
Take your wire hanger with you and hang your chiptan with you as well. Over that, wherever you sleeping in the camp as well. Okay. Let's just go back to the messages here. We've got lots of tips coming. This one says, Salaam, so just a word of advice as was given to me 18 years ago when I went for Hajj. Take all your necessary items, including sanitary items, from home, as when you are on a safar, the money you take once spent does not get replaced.
Mm.
At home, you can always go to a bank or savings or next salary, but on journey, once spent, it's gone. Also, don't go on a spending spree once. There's always keep some money aside until the end of the journey. Know of people that to return purchases because of unforeseen circumstances and had to stay on in Mecca for an additional week after Hajj. Ma, for such a long message, request for du'as. What the sister saying makes so much of sense. 100%
yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Because if you want to take from here, you can.
You can. It's not a problem.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And always keep money. Even don't finish all your money to after your, just when you finish your Hajj now.
Gee.
You think I'm gonna go back home now? Let's finish all my money, all my currency.
Because you never know.
You never know when you will need it.
Yes.
Yes. You can always bring back the money. It's fine.
Yeah. But rather keep a little.
Keep. You never know what can happen.
Mm-hmm.
This one says, "Salams, I have lots of cappuccino. Please, can I have a nice soft cappuccino muffin recipe?" Okay. Then this one says from Sister Hawa Bibi Valley, Assalamu alaikum. I'd like to wish all the Hujjaj, Hajj Mabrur, and Hajj Maqbool, and to you and all my sisters on the Hajj 2016 WhatsApp chat, JazakAllah for sharing Hajj tips. I feel spiritually uplifted and emotionally connected with all of you. Satawa Bibi Valley, it's Satawa Dentist. Yes, a very good friend of mine. JazakAllah for that, sister. Well, let's go on to the cooking section, Alikrita. A delicious collection of mutton karai recipe. Let's quickly talk about a karai. What actually is a karai?
A karai is it's an Indian dish, which mostly you find it in Pakistan and India and all of it. And it's a very nice and rich dish. And it's very tasty also. There is many different recipes which people use. Well, I've prepared one and I hope everybody will be enjoying this recipe.
Okay. And now, when you're making karai, can you use, which is better, lamb, mutton?
Lamb you can use, but rather the leg, like, you know, the back leg or something that's nice and soft when everybody enjoys the mutton.
And you can make
put bone meat also in, but people prefer it more with the without bones in it.
What ideal spices would actually go well with a karai?
Well, the spices are all normal spices that you normally use, our ginger garlic and our all different whole spices like taj, lavang, ilachi, whatever you want to. It depends what the recipe calls for. But our basic spice ingredients that we normally use.
Additional items like yogurt, how is that?
Yogurt has to be there. Very important. And tomato or tomato puree.
Yes.
And then a lot of people use coconut milk also, which makes it really nice and rich.
You know, when you say tomato puree, sometimes you can even chop up your tomato and give it a good braise in a frying pan and eat that too.
That also.
It makes it very delicious.
No, it does. Or else you can even boil your tomatoes and then
add it in.
So it really makes a difference.
Okay. What about how long should you actually marinate a karai?
You say it has to marinate because sometimes depends on the meat. Sometimes the meat takes a bit, and normally, generally, mutton do take long. So you have to marinate it for a while, at least for an hour or two, and then put it up, and then again cook it slowly so it gets nice and tender.
Okay. And then would you use oil or ghee?
Well, preferably ghee, obviously.
Okay.
But meat is always ghee. You can add a bit of oil, or else even the coconut oil works wonders.
Okay. Even your serving suggestions, Aunt Karita?
Serving suggestions, okay, you can serve it with rice. The choice is yours, and then you get all the different types of naans on the market these days. The rogni naan, and the butter naan, and the garlic naan. So whichever you prefer, you can have it with it.
And now it's just, you know, you can also make a nice chops karai. Now you get different types of chops. You get your rub chops and your press chops.
Press chops and
I think you don't have to cook very long, but you need to maybe add a bit of more spices with chops.
Yes, yes, you do have. You can use, again, it's entirely up to you, whatever the choice of mutton you want to use for it.
Okay. Let's go for a break. When we come back, we're going to be sharing the recipes and we're sharing with you a salt and pepper mutton, Lahori chops, and a mutton karai recipe. So get your pens and papers ready to jot down these lovely recipes. Stay tuned. So I'll come back to the cooking segment, in fact the recipe segment, but before we go to the recipe segment, I have to share this recipe, Adikarija. She says, Salam Sitamara and my lovely lady, Adikarija, it's wonderful having you two on air again. The two of you are a great team. Thank you, my ladies, for the karai recipe. I just know it's going to be an awesome. Both of you have a lovely day. Tazakala for this, sister, indeed. Tazakala. Well, let's go on to the recipe segment, a delicious collection of mutton karai recipes. We're going to begin with a salt and pepper mutton.
Okay, for the salt and pepper mutton, you marinate your 1 kilo mutton with the following ingredients. That's 3 tablespoons of Nando's pepper sauce, 3 tablespoons of sour cream, salt to taste, white pepper, black pepper, 3 tablespoons of green masala, lemon pepper, and garlic pepper, 3 tablespoons of fresh garlic, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of vinegar, and 2 tablespoons of white onion soup, and 3 tablespoons of olive oil. What you do is, you marinate it in the above mixture, you cook it till it's done, and then you add a few blobs of butter and you serve it with your veggies. It's a very simple recipe, but it's really, really very tasty.
It might be like rice sauce.
Do you know why it's not a dry recipe?
Yes,
because of the onion soup in
yes.
it, and it's a saucy recipe.
Lovely.
But it's absolutely divine.
Okay. Salt and pepper mutton recipe, we repeat it again. You marinate 1 kilo mutton with the following ingredients. 3 tablespoons Nando's pepper sauce. That's 3 tablespoons Nando's pepper sauce. Then 3 tablespoons sour cream. Salt to taste, white pepper, black pepper. Now, this is you have to judge
yes.
how much you want.
However
much, okay? Then 3 tablespoons of green masala. Then lemon pepper, garlic pepper. Again, you judge how much you want to put in. 3 tablespoons of fresh garlic. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. And 2 tablespoons of vinegar. And 2 tablespoons of white onion soup. And about 3 tablespoons of olive oil. Now the white onion soup, Aliketa, what do you do with it?
You take your 2 tablespoons of white onion soup and you just dissolve it in a little bit of
water
and you add it to your mutton.
So plain and simple. Okay. And that's a quinoa one.
That's the quinoa one.
Quinoa one, okay. And you cook till done, then add a few blots of butter, serve with vegetables.
Yes. I promise you it is one of the most divine recipes.
I did for if you're having, even people actually serve salt and pepper mutton in weddings as well.
Yes.
Then they serve vegetables on the side.
It comes out really very nice.
Very nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now we go to the next recipe, it's Lahori chops.
Yes, it's called Lahori chops. You need 1 kilogram of chops, 2 teaspoons of ginger garlic paste, 1.5 teaspoons of salt, 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric, that's your arrowroot powder, 1 teaspoon of crushed red chilies, 1.5 teaspoon of your chili powder, 2 tablespoons of tomato sauce, 2 tablespoons of chili sauce of your choice, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 1/2 teaspoon of steak and chopped spice, and 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. You add all the spices to chops and let it marinate for a few hours. Then you heat about 2 tablespoons of ghee and you add 4 cloves of garlic cut up. You braise till the garlic turns pink and throw into the chops. Cook the chops until it's nice and tender. In the meanwhile, you stir fry 1 onion, 1 green pepper, 2 tomatoes, cut the above into rings, 1 green chili, salt, 1/4 teaspoon of arrowroot, and 1 teaspoon of chili powder. You heat your frying pan and you add all the above ingredients and you cook in butter until soft. That's now all your stir-fried vegetable. When you're dishing out your chops on the platter, and then you add you put your chops on the platter and you stir fry vegetables on top of it. You garnish it with chopped turner.
Mm-hmm.
I made this in Ramzan, but it was such a hit. It was absolutely delicious.
Can you make it with mutton as well?
Yes, you can.
You
make
can
it
make
with
it with mutton.
Yes,
okay.
You don't have to make it with chops, but it came out very nice with the chops.
Okay, so we repeat the Lahori chop recipe. It's 1 kilo chops, 2 teaspoons ginger garlic paste, 1.5 teaspoon salt, 1/4 teaspoon tamarind, that's your arad, 1 teaspoon of crushed red chilies, 1.5 teaspoons of chili powder, then 2 tablespoons of tomato sauce, 2 tablespoons of chili sauce of your choice, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 1/4 teaspoon steak and chopped spice, and 1/4 teaspoon of black pepper. Sorry, slight adjustment. The steak and chopped spice is 1/2 teaspoon. Okay, so the steak and chopped spice is 1/2 teaspoon, and the black pepper is 1/4 teaspoon. Now you add all spices to chops and let it marinate for a few hours. Then you heat pot, add 2 tablespoons of ghee, and you add 4 cloves of garlic that has been cut up. You braise till your garlic turns pink and you throw in your chops. Cook until chops are nice and tender. Now you stir fry one onion, one green pepper and two tomatoes. Now the onion, the green pepper and the tomatoes, you cut into rings.
Yes.
And you stir fry it with one green chili, a teaspoon of salt, a quarter teaspoon of turmeric, and one teaspoon of chili powder. You heat frying pan and add all the powder ingredients and cook in butter until soft. Then you dish out chops in a platter and you put your stir fry over and you garnish with chopped onion. Mm. Also very delicious, Auntie Karicha.
Yes.
And then now we go on to the mutton karai recipe.
Okay, for the mutton karai recipe you need 1 kilo mutton cut into small pieces. You marinate it for plus minus 2 hours in 2 teaspoons of red chilies, a tablespoon of crushed garlic, a tablespoon of grated ginger, 1 teaspoon salt, and 2 tablespoons of yogurt. When you dry roast, a tablespoon of poppy seeds and 1 teaspoon whole jeera in a pan. You slice one large onion and fry until golden brown, and you drain that. In the same oil, you braise the following: 2 grated onions. When onions turn pink, add 2 teaspoons of dana jeera, your arad, your roasted poppy seeds and jeera. You braise that for a minute. Then you add 1 large tomato chopped, 4 tablespoons of yogurt, and you simmer it for 5 minutes. Now you add your chopped mint and mint leaves and coriander. Then you add your marinated mutton, half of the fried onions with a little water. You close the pot and you cook the meat till it's tender. Before you serve, you add a teaspoon of garam masala and you simmer. Garnish with the remaining of the fried onions, the chopped mint leaves and coriander. You serve it with potato wedges and roti or naan.
Very different bites. It looks very delicious. Yes. Okay, for the mutton karai, you will require 1 kilo mutton cut into small pieces. You marinate your mutton in 2 hours. Sorry?
For 2 hours.
It's 1 kilo mutton cut in small pieces. You marinate your mutton for 2 hours in 2 teaspoons red chilies, 1 tablespoon crushed garlic, a tablespoon of grated ginger, a teaspoon of salt, and 2 tablespoons yogurt. So basically you're going to marinate your mutton in this,
yes, right? You have to marinate it.
Okay, so you marinate your mutton in 2 teaspoons red chilies, 1 tablespoon crushed garlic, 1 tablespoon grated ginger, 1 teaspoon salt, and 2 tablespoons yogurt. You marinate it in for 2 hours.
For at least 2 hours, Jeff.
Okay. In the meantime, you dry roast 1 tablespoon of poppy seeds and 1 teaspoon of whole jeera in a pan. Then you leave that aside. Then you slice 1 large onion and fry until golden brown. You drain that out. Then in the same oil, you braise the following: 2 grated onions. When onions turn pink, add 2 teaspoons dana jeera, your arad, your roasted poppy seed and jeera. You braise it for 1 minute. Then you add 1 large chopped tomato, 4 tablespoons yogurt. You simmer for 5 minutes. Then you add some chopped mint leaves and coriander. Then add marinated mutton, half of the fried onions with a little water, close pot, and cook till meat is tender. Then before serving, you add 1 teaspoon of garam masala and simmer. Garnish with remainder of fried onion, chopped mint leaves and coriander. Serve with potato wedges, roti or naan.
Yes.
Indeed, a very tasty, different recipe again.
It is different.
Where you braise your tomatoes and your onions.
The procedure is a bit of a long procedure.
Why do they put poppy seeds in there?
It just gives a nice crunch in the food.
Okay.
It makes it nice and crunchy. And again, this, because of the yogurt and so much of onion, it's not a dry or dry. It's a nice thick broth. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it goes very nice with any of these naan rotis or rogni naan, garlic naan, whichever one you want to.
Mm-hmm. Then, Sister Nesha says that the key ingredient in curry is Kashmiri spice.
Yes, they use a lot of Kashmiri spice.
And I think that's very nice. And since it's available in all your spice stores. Yeah. So you can purchase that as well. Well, recipes are available on our Radio Islam website. It's radioislam.co.za. If you don't have access to internet, you can call Sister Faiza on 011-854-7022 and she will clearly assist you. Well, that's where we leave it for today. I'll take a jar in my eye. And inshallah, I'll be back with you next week. And we're going to think of a nice theme for our program for next week again on the cooking segment. And we will continue with the preparations towards your Hajj journey. Well, from me, Amara, and I declare to Ibrahim, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.